About $180 million in federal money will be coming to Wisconsin school districts within 6 weeks, which delights Mary Bell, president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. The head of the state's largest teachers' union admits there's no real sense of what will happen to those jobs after the money runs out in about a year. But she says whether the next step involves consolidation, property taxes, or teacher salaries, it's something educators and lawmakers will have to have a long conversation over.
And it has to be had seriously, not just pointing fingers about who's going to find what, but really how we as a state and as a set of communities that value public services and particularly public education come together to fund that.
But Sarah Archibald has another idea. She's with the Wisconsin Center for Education Research at the UW-Madison and helped develop the state's Race to the Top application. Archibald says the next 12 months would be a good time to implement a monitoring system for Wisconsin's teachers to see which ones are the most effective in educating students.
So when times are tight, that when we have to let teachers go, we're doing it on the basis of effectiveness in the classroom rather than on the basis of seniority, so that we can make sure that even if we have a little bit less funding, we won't have a less effective overall system.
Archibald says similar systems are currently being used in Washington, D.C., and are backed by the National Council on Teacher Quality. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.